Again, 44 at 1400. Community Connection brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, Tallgrass Motors, and by First Baptist Church. We'll welcome in as well some United Way agency spokespeople when we continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, K1 Community Connection this morning, focusing on the United Way. And so in from the United Way office, first of all, one of my favorite spokespeople, actually, Abigail's in this morning. Abigail Singery, how are we today?
Good. Well, thank you, Charlie.
Good to see you.
You managed to
get your clocks all set and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
The United Way clocks, well, down at the office. Maybe you haven't been in there. I don't know yet.
We'll get them all fixed.
I'm still going around the building checking all of ours, but all the computer clocks are right.
Yes.
Anyway, the United Way Fund Drive continues, and
yes,
we get to highlight a couple of the different agencies this morning. How's giving going?
Giving's going well. So I think we're bumping our thermometer up to about 60% this week. That's
great.
Based off of pledges. So not money in hand yet, but money that will be coming in over the next year. So we're excited about that.
Well, and all pledges made in good faith till we find out otherwise, right?
Yes.
It's a great time of year to be talking about all the good things that go on in our community and our community at large, because it's more than just Bartlesville, Dewey. You make it into Nowata County and some other places around the area through some of the agencies with a little bit wider reach.
Yes.
But the good things that are done to help people through the different core areas the United Way takes care of, though, you know, the number of bodies that are touched, it's got to be huge.
It is huge. It's hard to say for sure, because people could go to the same agency, so we don't know for sure on that, on duplication. But if you just add all the numbers together, it would be well over 10,000.
That is a lot of good things going on
for
in many cases, just, you know, mm-hmm. dollars and cents that people give, maybe a one-time contribution, but a lot of it is payroll deduct and, of course, matching gifts as well.
Yes. Yeah, every little bit helps. I mean, $5 will buy food for five people, I believe, at Mary Martha Outreach, and $5 can go a long way. So
it sure can. Well, speaking of Mary Martha, and one person that I'm happy to welcome back in here, I can't believe that it's been so long, Jamie, since you and I have talked, but how's things going at Mary Martha?
Well, we're just as busy as we can be. You know, the United Way now, has for some time included the three counties here in Oklahoma and two in Kansas.
Yeah.
And since we no longer have to purchase food from the Tulsa Food Bank, and we get so much food from Walmart Food Distribution, our wonderful, wonderful people
it's nice to have those resources here in the county.
That's right. And, you know, they gave us 4.5 million pounds of food last year. They valued it $2.6 million. And so now we are able to send that food to agencies all over these five counties, and sometimes as many as seven counties. There's 50 agencies that we are now spreading food to, and here in town as well. And that makes me so happy to know that Mary Martha has spent so much time in encompassing so many agencies.
When you stepped into the leadership role at Mary Martha, did you have any concept that you would be helping out that many agencies over that wide spread area?
Absolutely not. We've been at it almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And when we started out in one room, it was hard to believe that it would be, you know, like this. I mean, we would have all started running for the hills had we known, I'm sure.
Well, just because you to get the size of millions of pounds of food plus all the furniture, the clothing, all the other things that you do to help your clients, not just in Washington County, but all over. That's great.
It is great. And you know, this is such a wonderful town. It's such a giving place. We have wonderful donors that, you know, give to the United Way every year. But we also have great partners that actually spend the time and the effort to make sure that everyone that's in need gets what they need.
And I know you did, over the course of that 20 years, you've developed so many good partnerships, not only with other agencies here in town, but, you know, Nobota County with the Boys and Girls Club, or north of Kansas border with so many different agencies there. That the story from Mary Martha is just huge. You're touching so many lives.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
What's going on at Mary Martha? I mean, you see, I know you're busy, but you're always doing something new and different. And I'm just curious, what's on the latest list?
Well, I'm retiring. That's the good news. In about 5 weeks. And so we're hoping that there will be, you know, lots of new programs coming up. The people that want to take it over, we're in talks with Catholic Charities out of Tulsa that would leave Mary Martha the same as it is, have a local director, but it would, you know, they could add programs that would not just feed people and clothe them, but would bring them higher up into what they need to become.
Yeah.
And so we're happy about that.
Well, I would love to do a retirement interview with you, Jamie, at some point in time, but 5 weeks is a short time, so I'm going to ask you now. Looking back on the 20 years, what were some of your large challenges the community stepped forward every time you ask them to, but what were some of your major challenges?
Well, one of the major ones was Katrina, because as we moved into that building in 2005, we became instantly a gathering station for everything in town, and that was definitely a big, big challenge. We sent 3 semis down there. We were there at Camp Gruber before the people actually arrived. So, you know, over the years, that's been a real plus now that we live through it.
Yeah, now that you live through it. United Way has always been a outstanding partner for Mary Martha, and the size of the help that they are, I don't know the percentage. I know it's a good percentage up to the maximum that they just have a preset limit as far as how large a piece of your pie they will be.
Yes.
If you didn't get the United Way dollars, since we're talking about giving season, the impact, I mean, you wouldn't be doing the same job you're doing now.
No, we wouldn't. We truly wouldn't. You know, we try to run as slim as we can. We only have 1 full-time employee, 4 part-time ones, and to do the caliber of work that those volunteers and the few employees we have is just astronomical.
If someone wants to specifically either, you know, give their man hours, give the back to carry stuff, to do the work that needs to be done, how do they get plugged in with Mary Martha?
They show up.
That's
anytime we're open, all they have to do is show up. They've got 2 more hands than we had at the beginning, and we can always put them, you know, to good use. It's not rocket science, but people come because they have a good time, and we get a lot of work done.
Well, I mean, I know the giving will get done. I have no doubt that this year's ambitious United Way goal will be met. That's just the community that we have to work with. But I know the other part of it, of course, is giving of your man hours and advocating for the individual agencies that are part of the United Way, and that's an important part of what you do.
Yes, it is.
We're talking United Way agencies this morning, and particularly Mary Martha. We'll talk with the YMCA and Building Young People when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved we will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, and continuing our time this morning on A Community Connection, I get to talk with the representatives of the United Way, and I'm going to start off, let me just get the voices introduced first of all, because I know we've talked briefly in the hallway, but I want to make sure I get the right name with the right voice. Your name is?
Constance Scott, Richard Kane, YMCA United Way Coordinator.
Yeah, and so we're talking about gearing up for 100 years, right?
Yes, we are. We are gearing up for a centennial year this year, and big party this weekend on Saturday.
And let's talk just a little bit about the party. I mean, it's Veterans Day. There will be a parade downtown and a few other things going on. But the celebration at the Y, that's got to be huge.
It is. It's going to be from 8:30 to noon, open to the public, kid-friendly, adult-friendly, everybody friendly. And we'll have a sampler of our aquatics and fitness classes. We'll have a mini basketball clinic. We'll have a Brazilian jiu-jitsu demonstration. Food, bouncy house, our indoor playground will be open for the kids. Just all sorts of activities going on.
There's probably no way to tabulate the number of memberships in 100 years, or for that matter, just the number of people that have, you know, walked through the doors of the Y. But if in 100 years, I have to believe, you know, somewhere around a million different people.
Probably.
You know, the mission has changed over the years in how you accomplish it, but overall the goals are the same, right?
Yes, exactly. The goals are the same, to build our community. We're more than we like to say we're more than just a gym.
Yeah, a whole lot more.
Yes.
And the resource that this Y and Ys across the country have been in people's lives for, well, obviously more than 100 years, that says a lot about it. Any special recognition of some of the past leaders of the Y coming in for the event anytime during the year? Not that you're talking about. I'm getting that look on my face. That's fine. Let's some of the programs. I know we're looking at just building the fundamentals of sports. I learned the basics of football, the basics of basketball at the Y where I grew up. I learned to swim at the Y, and those things, same things we're talking about today.
Yes, exactly. We have some great United Way sponsored programs. Our Learn to Swim program, our swim lessons, our basketball and cheer programs, and we even have our Senior Fit program. Which is fabulous outreach for our older community as well. And with me I have Victoria Gammon, who is our aquatics and fitness director, and Kenneth Wilson, who is our programs director.
Okay, well, ladies first. Victoria, you're up. Thanks for coming in this morning. And I think you get some of the fun things. You get to how young do your aquatics programs start?
We start at 6 months for swim lessons, so we'll have 6 months, and then we have up into teens and adult swim lessons. So thank you so much for having us.
And that's the down to 6 months, something that would have been unheard of when I was that young, just because everybody was afraid the kid would drown rather than learn to swim. But obviously we have learned that not only do they learn it, they thrive.
Early exposure, that is key for children who grow up being around the water, being in the water. They will more than likely be comfortable as they grow up, and they will learn how to swim, and they can use it as a lifelong recreational or goal-oriented activity for them.
My granddaughter, who turns 2 next month, loves it. She has a great time.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about some of the other programs you've got. Particularly for some of the other things, how are the numbers in for people coming in this year?
For the numbers for people coming in?
As far as your aquatics program and some of the other programs.
Yes, we get approximately 600 visits in the pool a week.
Wow.
So we have a lot of people coming in out of the pool for swim lessons, including the Learn to Swim, our YMCA swim lessons, and then our Sooner Pool swim lessons. That is close to 1,000 participants, which we talked a little bit about the 6-month-old. That would be in our parent taught. We have pre-K, youth, adult swim lessons, and private swim lessons.
That's a lot of people. And what a great therapy for seniors.
Yes, yeah. They absolutely love it. They come into the pool and they come in with a smile and they live with a smile. It's sometimes the best part of their day. Yeah. We actually have expanded some of our Senior Fit classes, and on Tuesday and Thursday we have an additional beginning aquatics class at 10:30 a.m. on the Tuesday and Thursday, because of our Monday, Wednesday, Friday class was getting larger and larger, so we expanded, and we have some participants that are now coming in 5 days a week instead of 3 days a week. So that's always great.
That's a rough problem to have. I don't know, how you manage to deal with that kind of stuff. Excuse me. Let's talk about some of the other programs. I want to get your cohort in here for just a moment. You're out there with the fundamentals of some of the other team sports, right?
Yeah. I'm over the football program and the cheer program. And, I mean, we have a good 350 participants, and then another, like she was mentioning earlier, all the volunteers. We have a good 70 or so volunteer coaches who help us with that.
Exactly.
Football program and cheer program.
If it were not for those volunteer coaches, typically, although this doesn't have to be, but I think of the typical relationship, a dad and one of the members of the team, but it doesn't matter. You've got somebody out there that it wants to invest in those young people.
Yes. And a lot of times it's a dad. We do have coaches who just they're in it for the community, and that's what it's about, just building up the community, building these kids up to play later on at the high school and to cheer later on at the high school too.
How do you manage to develop all those volunteer coaches? You've got to go through this so that we're teaching the same fundamentals the same way with each instructor, right?
Yeah. So all of our coaches go through USA Football, there's a big training each year with the INFC, and so our coaches are pretty well trained before they even go out there with the kids. So
yeah. That's great, but you've got to be at least around for a lot of those program lessons just to make sure that, you know, things are going well and everything, right?
I am, yes.
And how's sign-ups for basketball are going on now, I believe?
Sign-ups for basketball are going on now. They're going on until this weekend, the 11th. Our IMBC basketball registration ended last weekend, so looks like we'll have 11 teams there. And then couldn't tell you what the numbers are going to be for our in-house basketball, but years past, like last year, we had 64 teams participate in our in-house basketball program.
So that's got to be a scheduling task to get all those teams in there and make sure that they get an equal distribution on both times and playing each other.
It is. It's quite a task, and that's coming up for me here in a couple weeks, scheduling all that. So.
Well, thank for computers. At least you don't have to do it all on paper.
Yes.
As far as some of the other young people that come in, I know the Y works hard to make sure that the initial fees, membership, and that sort of thing, whenever possible, is not a problem for families.
Yeah, and we don't want anything to. We don't want to turn away anybody. We don't turn away anybody for their inability to pay. So we do have our scholarship program. A lot of the kids who are in our football program, excuse me.
Seems to be a morning for that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, but a lot of the kids in our football program are scholarshiped, or they get a certain percentage off because we're trying to reach everybody in the community.
Yeah. And if somebody has not yet got the word, now is still time that they can get in the door for sign-ups for basketball?
Well, yes, until our in-house basketball program is still open registration until this weekend, the 11th.
What else is coming up for you between now and the end of the year?
The biggest thing is our basketball program, and I'm probably not going to focus on anything but that until the winter time. Basketball, our football is almost a year-round thing for me, and we use a lot of the United Way funding for reconditioning equipment. I mean, a lot of people don't necessarily see all the internal things that go into us running the football program, and the United Way is a big way that we're able to fund some of the stuff what we're doing with our football program.
So the United Way dollars really are, you know, very important to what you do, not only with, you know, John Jones and Jane Smith. It's a matter of making sure the equipment and all the supplies are there.
Yeah, making sure that we're keeping the kids safe out there too, participating.
Yeah. Man, that's number one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate what the Y does. 100 years in Bartlesville, that's amazing.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Abigail, just got about one more minute left to go. If people would like to specifically direct their gift to Mary Martha, or in this case to the Y, you've got that option for
yes,
them, right?
Yes, we do have that option. They just need to let us know when they give, and we can do that. It's called a designation. Mm-hmm. So we have a percentage. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the majority, but we do have a percentage of people who have a particular agency that's near and dear to their heart, and they can do that. They can direct their dollars to that agency. You know,
and of course, the whole idea of the United Way, through the Community Outreach Community Investment Program, you've already mm-hmm. done the hard work as far as vetting each one of these needs and set a dollar amount. But people, if they, like you said, if you have a warm spot for Mary Martha or the mm-hmm. United Way or one of the other programs, you can do it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. If somebody would like to give, just, you know, they're retired or maybe employed somewhere outside the listening area, they can still give. It's a matter of getting a check to you, right?
Yes. So you can drop by our office at 415 Southeast Silas Street downtown, or you can call us at 918-336-1044, or you can visit our website at bartlesvilleuw.org, and you can give any one of those different ways.
Check them out on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, Facebook and Twitter as well.
Thank you so much. That's a Community Connection on 1400, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, First Baptist Church, and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Port in Woods County, 39-year-old Corey Washburn of Alva suffered severe burns and is in critical condition.